The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with DJ Barry, who is the co-creator of WorldCow.Earth, which is a platform that promotes his cow-inspired artistic creations that are used to help donate money to charities in Vermont. And DJ, how you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, and would love to hear more about WorldCow and how this idea came about.
Well, WorldCow started probably in 2016 when I was painting cows for Cows for a Cause, and I was traveling around Vermont wearing a cow suit and doing a bunch of fundraisers for various charities. And the cows were pretty tough to paint. It was a Holstein cow that I photographed in Craftsbury, Vermont. And so I was trying to find a way to produce more of them more efficiently, and I simplified the design to black and white, and it was just too boring. And I was also doing all kinds of photoshopping at the time, and I thought, well, let's change the spots up and make it interesting. And that's sort of how WorldCow was born.
Oh, very cool. Well, tell us a little bit more about your mission, because you're not just an artist that creates all these awesome cow paintings. I know you have a line of like t-shirts and stuff too, but your larger mission is really about helping others and promoting kindness and paying it forward, which is a beautiful thing. Would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so it started off just selling paintings, but then WorldCow, the message is we're all spots on the same cow. That really started to sink in with people. And at the same time in 2016, when the elections were happening, it seemed like the country was really divided. And there was definitely a rise in hate amongst, you know, our neighbors. And it seemed like WorldCow could be the perfect way to balance that and even fight back a little bit about that and kind of level people a little bit, remind them that we're all spots in the same cow. And so we started promoting kindness, acceptance, unity, and stick to those values. And it evolved into a culture, which is what it is today, promoting kindness and paying it forward.
That's awesome. You know, I think in these modern times, we certainly need that now more than ever. Even post-election, fast forward to today, we certainly need this type of messaging out there. And, you know, tell us about some of the work that you've done with charities, how you've supported them, and how it works.
Well, it was a bit random. We would pick different charities in Vermont. I worked a lot with the new place in Burlington that was homeless shelter. And then we did some work for the Vermont Food Bank, just donations and fundraisers, even like high school field trips looking for painting donations. And, you know, I tried to, we were kind of a small, just one-man show, I should say I, but I really wanted to spread the wealth as much as we could and help as much as we could. So I would bounce around after we'd raise a few hundred dollars for one and then try another. And we did a lot with the American Cancer Society. We sponsored Relay for Life. We've helped out the Warmth program that provides fuel assistance to Vermonters during the winter. And then the Montpelier Backpack Program, most recently, that's the Montpelier Rotary Club's program that provides food assistance to children from low-income families. That one really struck a chord because I learned about all these kids and in my community that don't look forward to the weekends and school vacations, which I recall, you know, and I grew up in a family where we definitely looked forward to that, but these children don't eat as well as they do at home. And so that just really blew my mind, and the population seems to be going in the wrong direction for that. And so that's one that we've been sponsoring all year and kind of focused on, because it's also by donations. I mean, the Montpelier Rotary Club, you're not paying their administrative fees. They're volunteering their time. So those donations, dollar for dollar, are really being matched with food being put in their backpacks for the weekend. And it seemed like that was one that really we enjoy doing. And, you know, we want to definitely branch outside of Vermont. And I recently watched this documentary about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates that really opened up my eyes to, you have, you know, these developing countries like in Africa that are just so much more in worse shape. And it really put it into perspective that, you know, the world really needs to band together to help them especially. And to just, I mean, you know, children that are dying from diarrhea, for example, which is just, it's insane. So I'm trying to now sort of envision and create a way that we can start helping overseas more and developing relationships with people over there on how we could possibly help our culture, help their culture, using art as the main, you know, engine and tool for it all. But I have a lot of work to do, and I'm still not quite sure where we're going to go with it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really inspiring stuff there. And also, too, your website is worldcow.earth, so you are a .earth domain name user. What made you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
So when I was looking at GoDaddy and .coms, I had, you know, already .coms, which I had thought were the most attractive. But I was pretty shocked when I saw the .earth domain, and I did a little bit of quick Google search on it and found a few sites that really was exactly like yours, that was promoting the .earth and, you know, developing sites that were trying to help the world. And it just had, it really had this message and backing behind it that felt really close to what WorldCow's about. And it just fit. And the fact that our design is based off the map of the world and the earth being a part of our mission, it really made sense. And we love it. We love the way it looks too.
Oh, that's awesome. Love hearing that kind of feedback right there. And now you talked a little bit about, you know, future plans going global. How about, what are kind of your more immediate plans, you know, in Vermont? Keep spreading the love around in Vermont, spread the brand further, keep giving back. Love to hear more about that.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking with more places in Vermont about painting more WorldCow murals, definitely helping more Vermont charities. We love the clothing line and the brand because it really connects everybody around the world. It's funny, when I was a kid growing up, I grew up in Middlesex as well. And I remember going to Buchspieler Records, and they had this t-shirt that was just black that said Buchspieler Records. But yet they had this wall of people all around the world that wore the shirt. And then you could see their travels and adventures in the background. That really is what we love doing with the clothes, is we're encouraging people to take them when they travel and take these really cool photos and all these poses of people jumping up next to these landmark. And all of a sudden, it's like watching the Discovery Channel, and you look at our feed and you start to see just these places that we would never, ever imagine being able to go to, but together we're going to. And it's like seeing a piece of their life and sharing their story. It really connects the community and the culture, and is helping it grow. So we'll definitely be making more clothes, hoping to wholesale more, painting more murals, and yeah, just keeping the happiness going.
That's awesome. You know, I really appreciate your time today, DJ. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
I don't believe so. Thanks again for having me. This has been a lot of fun. It's my first podcast. So ironically, my wife, Cindy, had told me I should listen to more podcasts. And it was literally a day later that you reached out.
That's funny. That must be the universe talking to us right there. That's awesome. Well, you know, we really appreciate your time today and certainly believe in your mission. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with DJ Barry, who is the co-creator of WorldCow.Earth, which is a platform that promotes his cow-inspired artistic creations that are used to help donate money to charities in Vermont. And he's looking to eventually expand globally. And DJ, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.